The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, can dreams warn you about what's to come and to help you prepare for it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story or a dream story, we love those too, call them in at 855-853-4802. Or if you'd rather write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, we're good with that. You can sign up and you can get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. If you go to Apple Podcasts, you can sign up there, try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And I think my sister Kathy Gordon and I can both agree that we both think that dreams are actually quite powerful and could absolutely prepare you for what's to come.
I think that's the purpose of most dreams.
I think a lot of them
do that. Get you ready and, you know, maybe shake out some of the nerves and, you know, prep you up for something that's to come. I don't know that it's every dream actually says, okay, tomorrow you get up and then this happens and this happens and this happens. I don't know it works that way. But I think sometimes dreams can put you through scenarios. So when it does happen, mm-hmm. you can respond better.
You know, I think that dreams serve as a variety of things, actually. Like the other night, I've been having stress. It's because I'm going to have surgery, which I don't really want to talk about because it ain't going to be no fun. But I think I've been having stress. And so the other, and I also have a play in rehearsal. So the other night, I had this dream that I went to final dress rehearsal at my show. Everybody hated it. And everything that could go wrong was going wrong. The props were failing. The costumes weren't working. The actors weren't remembering their lines. They've got lines I don't even recognize. And in the audience, I heard someone say, "This show is not funny." And I was like, oh my God. And I woke up, my heart was just racing. But I know it was stress about all kinds of other things. So I think that, you know, your body just, you know, at night, you just process some of this. But then you and I have also had dreams that are just funny and entertaining. But then we've also had dreams that are quite profound. And so I absolutely think that dreams kind of help you process your stress. They help you in so many ways. But I 100% think that a dream can help you prepare you for something.
I absolutely believe that.
So,
and I've had it happen.
The first part of the story isn't exactly about dreams, but it does say this story is not my own. In third grade, I knew a boy who told us his imaginary friend was real. He told us she was an old woman who had come to play with him since he was very small. We didn't believe him until the day that his mom brought in a picture of him playing with an ethereal-looking elderly woman. This was before the days of Photoshop. She told us that he was telling the truth and that from the time he could speak, when they would ask him what he was doing, he would reply, he was playing with Joyce. They thought it was simply a matter of an imaginary friend until she began showing up in family photos. They had since accepted her as part of the family, and last I heard, she still came to play with him ever so often.
Ooh.
That is so creepy. I think I would have to have a conversation with Joyce. Like, Joyce, come on. You can't be in the pictures.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't. This is a little much, Joyce. This is my son. I'm not sharing him with you.
Well, and it's just so funny. Her name is Joyce. I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. I guess I just don't think of a ghost being named Joyce, but I don't know why it couldn't be. But
definitely, it fits with an elderly woman. It's not
Yeah, it puts it in kind of a context. But I just don't know how I feel about
You
know, that's fine.
Hey, children. You know, little Richie does have an imaginary friend. I do not know why I said Richie. Does have an imaginary friend, and here's proof. Like, that, I think, would terrify the other kids.
And then, well, and to bring, like, to wherever they were, I don't know if they were at school or at the house, maybe playing with them. And I'm not sure what prompted the mom to bring this photo out and say,
yeah,
no,
we do have
proof.
Yeah, it just says the mom brought in a picture of him playing, so.
And so, apparently, okay, they do have proof. And, but I just don't know that I wouldn't want to somehow do something about it.
I don't like the idea. Like, if I don't have kids. So if your kids were little and one of them were like, yeah, I'm playing with Joyce, I'd be like, Kathy, we got to have a conversation about this, Joyce. Like, this isn't right. I don't really like that. I get that the imaginary friend, but now you're showing up in our damn family photos. Come
exactly.
on, Joyce.
It's so weird.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
So then it says, now on to me. I have always had an active imagination. I've since wondered if a more appropriate word would be sensitive. I, too, had imaginary friends. I could never see mine, though. I can only feel the presence when I played outside at our farmhouse. I would roam in the woods for hours and talk to this friend the entire time. One day, though, that entity was gone and a very threatening presence replaced it. I never saw it and it never spoke to me, but whenever I went outside, I felt the need to be quiet or hide. I just felt like something evil was watching me. It was shortly after that that we moved for some other reasons. I never told my parents about the malevolent feeling. They didn't believe me about the good ones, so I didn't bother. I get that. I don't think I would tell them either. I have never liked being in a church sanctuary alone either. There again, I feel the need to remain silent. My dad was a pastor when I was younger, so I spent a lot of time in church after hours. One day, he left me in the little country church while he went out visiting. He told me to ring the church bell if I needed him. And once he was gone, I immediately felt that awful discomfort. To ease it, I began playing the piano. All at once, I felt the discomfort leave, but it felt like someone was watching me intensely. I looked up, and for a split second, I saw the silhouette of a person standing in front of the piano. It was like looking at an eclipse. The person was black, but a light shone around them from behind. Like I said, it was only there for a split second and it was gone. I never felt that same presence again. I wish I would, though, because to this day, I still don't feel comfortable in an empty church sanctuary. It's so interesting because her dad was a pastor.
Oh, hey, you're talking to the lady who has played countless church services.
Yes, you
the
have.
The organ, right? And so I would have to go in there by myself and practice. I know exactly what she's talking about. I would get so creeped out sometimes being by myself in there. I can't explain it. You would think you would feel like that was the safest place in the world to be, but sometimes it did not. One time.
That kind of makes sense, actually.
And I think this was because of this reason. I was practicing because I had to play a funeral. And so someone I knew had passed away, and I was in the church by myself picking out the music for this funeral, and I felt something, and I looked down, what's the center aisle, the nave of the church, and I saw a dark figure, and it scared me so bad, I just stood up, flipped off all the lights. It was at night. I just got my music or whatever, got my purse, and I just went out and flipped off the lights and left, you know, locked up. And that will, you know, I hated that at night, but that night I knew that I saw something. So I know exactly what she's talking about. And I don't know whether music brings out, you know, something, because she was playing the piano when it happened to her. I was playing the organ when it happened to me. I always thought it was probably this person that I knew, but
yeah.
I don't know that's for sure.
But you know,
that was the only time I saw something, but there were many other times I did not feel alone while I was practicing.
We've talked about hospitals and jails and prisons and the places where people are kind of drawn to. Schools is another one. But wouldn't a church also be in the afterlife? That's a place that so many people are so strongly connected to, their church, that maybe that's where they feel at peace and feel comfort, and that's where they want to be.
Because I felt it a lot when I was there by myself. And like I said, does the music draw them, you know, or in that? But with the figure incidents that I had, I felt like it's because I was picking out music for this funeral. And that maybe that person, because I feel that way when someone dies, that they're still here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I felt like they were there.
I could see it because it's like it's a lot of emotion. You're picking out music for a service for someone you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Which I don't recommend playing funerals for people you know. Yeah. It's really hard. But
I have friends who sing and perform, and I'm like, how did you do that? Like, how were you able to get
it's
up there
so
and sing
hard.
And perform?
I hate it. But anyway, I'm just, you know, I get it. I know exactly what she's talking about.
Well, the story continues and it says, I've always had a sensitivity in dreams. I would dream things and then they would happen. It didn't occur often, but it was always unsettling when it did. When I was pregnant with my first child, though, I had the most vivid dream I've ever had. Everything was going extremely well with the baby. He looked great on the ultrasounds, and my lab work was great. I was also still having strong pregnancy symptoms. I had absolutely no reason to worry, but I dreamed I lost the baby. It bothered me to the point that when I got a call from my nurse the next day giving me a random lab result, I told her about it. She assured me that due to hormones, women have dreams like mine all the time, but she told me I could come in for an ultrasound the next day if it would make me feel better. When I arrived with my husband, the registration clerk and the nurse who checked me in both laughingly said, "Oh, you're the one who's here for the dream, right?" I laughed with them, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. When we got back into the ultrasound room, I could tell by the text tone when she said, "Hold on, I'll be back," that my dream had come true. My doctor came into the room with tears in his eyes and hugged me without ever looking at the monitor. "I'm so sorry," he told me. "It was the worst day of my life." Later, my nurse told me that never in her 30-year career as an OB nurse had she ever seen anything like what happened with me. God, that's sad. It wasn't until several months had passed that I got up the nerve to tell my mom about my dream. I'll never forget what she told me. She said she wished I would have told her sooner. Apparently, she had a dream the night before her dad died, and that's how she found out. She said she believes that sometimes when we're about to go through a really big trial, God will use dreams to tell us in advance so we can prepare ourselves at least a little. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I've also been told that people of Celtic descent are typically very sensitive to the supernatural, and Mom's family still has a castle in Ireland. I just thought it was interesting that we both had been warned in dreams about some of the worst things to happen in our lives. What do you think? Thanks for the show. I love hearing everyone's stories. Morgan. I think 100%, yes. That I do think that the dreams can help prepare you for what's going to happen.
I do too. I think hers was amazing. The dream that she had.
So horrifically sad. Like, that breaks my heart for her.
Yeah. And of course, you know, everybody was like, "Oh yeah, you're the girl with the dream." You know, everybody's quick to think that's so hilarious. You know, because when you're pregnant, you do fret, you worry, you know, you don't, and it's the first, I think she said it was her first child, and you don't know exactly how it's supposed to be going. And so everything, is this right? Is it not right? Is this, and there was, "Oh yeah, that's fine. You know, whatever, nothing's wrong." But hers was so overwhelming. Like, she's like, "Yep, I am going in for the ultrasound, you know. Plug it in. I'm going. You know, get it ready." And she knew. But I think that dream had prepared her. And I am a huge believer in dreams that prepare you to get through something, to, you know,
me
to help
too.
You. Mm-hmm.
And in her case, it could have been a medical emergency too.
Absolutely. You know that—
So they were,
yeah, had it gone on longer, it could have even threatened her life.
Ugh, that's so sad to me. But at the same time, and then her mom had a very similar experience.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. Do you think there is something to a Celtic descent? We always tease and say, you know, pretty much everything in Ireland and Scotland is haunted.
Yeah.
You know? There does seem to be a lot of sensitivity. I don't know. Does that come with, you know, certain genealogy?
Are they more sensitive? I don't know. Because there would be a lot of people of Irish descent who are not at all.
Yeah.
So I kind of think maybe there might be some truth to that, but I also think that it's probably kind of in her family.
Well, but I think as a people, the Irish tend more to say, to believe it. You know, I recently read the book Trinity about Ireland, and, you know, throughout it plays a role. Mm-hmm. This, you know, one of the characters is even a ghost that comes and explains things to them, you know, and it kind of does just go through that they totally believe this, you know. Now, I'm not sure all Irish people do. I wouldn't put everybody in that category. But I think maybe in their history, it plays a role with respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they're respectful of the past and respectful of people that are sensitive, you know.
I think she definitely is.
I do too.
Well, here's our next story. It says, "Hi, guys. Greetings from London. I'm naturally a skeptic, although I do believe in ghosts. I don't necessarily believe many ghost stories. So some stories seem pretty explainable, but others are genuinely confusing. I agree.
I agree with that. I agree.
Totally agree. Yeah. I have a couple of stories, but we'll stick to the two that I have little explanation for. The first one is sentimental, so brace yourself. My granny died after a very long descent into Alzheimer's, and her funeral was a fairly simple affair. My younger brother has severe autism, and although he enjoyed visiting granny when she was healthy, he couldn't be persuaded into the care home once she was sick. He can't read, and we didn't tell him what the event was, as he doesn't understand these things, but as the funeral ended and the coffin went behind the curtain for cremation, my family saw him suddenly look up and kiss the air and say, "Kiss Granny goodbye."
Mm. Oh, that's
See, and
beautiful.
I do think with people who have, I always say, special abilities, his brain is just different.
Yeah.
And I think in order to help him understand that, his grandmother came and told him goodbye.
And he may just be, even more open to it.
Absolutely. But also, it is really hard to explain things like that to people.
That's so beautiful.
I know. My second story occurred when Granny was still alive. The extended family pooled money every summer to rent a holiday home in Scotland. This is interesting. Oh. We just mentioned Scotland.
Yeah.
Four earning families together is a lot of money. So we often rented the most beautiful small castles and stately homes.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be awesome? A few spooky things happen in them, but one will always stand out to me. All of the cousins between the ages of 10 and 17 were roomed on the top floor in the converted attic next to the games room, which had a pool table. My cousin Jenny was in a shared room with my sister, and they had the only ensuite. My cousin Michael was in a room with a turret-type thing that faced the front driveway, and I was in the standard room off to the side in a double bed on my own. Sounds so cool. Several things happened in that house, all on the top floor. First, I woke up a few times to the feeling of the bed shaking beneath me, which I can probably write off as sleep paralysis. It terrified the hell out of me, and seemed to last for up to an hour.
Gee.
Secondly, a few of us could hear the pool balls rolling around and hitting each other in the games room. It was disturbing, and we were all too scared to go and investigate. Jenny would also hear their ensuite tap going on and off when my sister was still in the bed next to her. She went in to look once, and the sink was definitely dry as a bone, but the shower curtain was drawn, and there was no way she was opening that up in a haunted house. Lastly, and this is the thing that everyone saw, and no one has an explanation for it, and it's the most impressive. We were all packing up to leave, and my family always cleaned when on holiday. Nothing was left out of place. We started on the top floor, worked our way down to the ground floor, packing suitcases and closing all the doors and windows behind us. The whole family was in the front room saying goodbye and doing final checks when something fell from the top to the bottom past the front window. Thinking it was a bird or something, we all went outside to look and found a weird little porcelain disc decorated with flowers on the gravel driveway. It was not scratched, smashed. It was in perfect condition. We looked up to see where it came from, and the window of Michael's room, the turret room, at the top of the house was wide open. When we went back into that room, we found that the disc was a lid for a porcelain urn on a shelf at the other side of the room. Thanks for reading, Catherine. That is so crazy, because that would be us. That's like you and me. We're going to clean the place. We're going to make sure everything's in order. Want to leave it nice. And they started at the top, so they made sure all the windows were shut and everything was in place. And the porcelain urns at the opposite side of the room.
Opposite side of the room. But how is it not broken?
Mm-hmm. It went
it
out
has
the window.
To break. And that they all saw it fall past the window.
Because if he's in the turret room, we can be safe to say he's on at least the first floor or second floor, I guess.
It just has to fall. I mean, it has to break when it hits the ground. It's porcelain.
And it was outside. It hit on gravel or something.
Yeah, on the drive or whatever. Like, I don't get that one at all because it just defies logic.
And a window was open that shouldn't have even been open.
And they'd already checked the windows, making sure that they were all closed.
Mm-hmm. And now a window's open and the lid to an urn went across the room and outside of the window.
Now, the other things are fairly standard for a haunted place.
Faucets turning on.
Beds shaking. That could happen. The faucets turning off and on, hearing that. The one that I love that's new, but I could see happening, is the pool balls. Because that is such a unique sound.
Like, yes, you know what that is.
You know that sound when the pool balls hit each other. That is truly happening.
I would kind of think that every time they rented one of these places, they were haunted because they're like these stately homes and castles.
I love it.
That is crazy. And what a cool thing to get to do with your family every summer, you know, all the cousins and everybody get together.
I agree. So cool.
That was creepy. And I can't explain that either.
Nope.
Other than a ghost. So
that's
if
right.
You have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's Rakuten.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.